And now, Heidi Armstrong from Money to Love. Thanks to Liberty. Get financial with home, car and personal loans.
Heidi, good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you. I had an email from Andrew earlier saying he gave up smoking nearly 5 years ago. Since then, he's paid off his daughter's braces, his wife's car, and he now has savings. This is because it got me thinking when we contacted each other earlier about habits to break and how much you could save.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And that's not to mention how much potentially he saved on his health premiums as well. So big tick to him. Big tick to him, I have to say. I mean, it's just ridiculous how much we can sometimes spend on habits. And habits are hard to break, Ben. 21 days to break a habit, 2 months to form a new habit. But I have a foolproof methodology on how you do it, guaranteed.
Foolproof. All right, hit me with it. Go.
You just force yourself to do it.
Thanks, Scoop. I thought you were going to come on with some magical something.
Well, unfortunately, that's the point, isn't it, Ben? There is no magic with any of this. And I think sometimes, though, we have to stop and say, okay, maybe there's got to be something in it financially for us to move away from that habit. And, you know, a classic example is coffee. I mean, do you sort of do the barista coffee on the way to work each morning?
Yes, I do. And they range in prices, don't they? $4, all of a sudden $5. When did $5 become the norm for a coffee? And I get the large one, the super,
I never get the large because I figure they just fill it all up with milk. And I'm really after the caffeine, let's be frank.
You
can save yourself nearly $1,000 a year if you were prepared to ditch the morning cup from the barista and go to the office coffee machine and make your own.
You might even pick up
some office gossip along the way.
Yeah, right.
So I think that's, and the other thing is taking your own lunch to work. I think so many of us fall into the trap of, you know, just going out and grabbing a sandwich here. And, you know, that can add up to about $15. And, you know, that's about a savings of $4,000 a year if you are prepared to take leftovers.
Heidi used to work with a cameraman at Channel 7, and he bought a house. He saved up the deposit, and all he did, changed his habits, was bring his own lunch to work, and he was, after a couple of years, enough to save up for a deposit.
See, that's smart. Now, I've set myself a challenge here, Ben.
Go.
And I want you to hold me to it, because a habit that I have, because I travel a lot, I'm always buying bottles of water all over the place, because I'm traveling, and I sort of kick myself every time because I think that's ridiculous. You know, water is free, but I'm buying it, and on top of the fact that it's costing me $3 or $4 a pop, I'm also conscious of the environmental factor of the bottle.
You only buy a bottle once, though, Heidi. That's the whole thing. You buy the bottle once, and then you just refill it for about six months. Yeah.
You know what I've done today?
Go.
I bought my bottle. Yeah. I put 31 May. I've written it across the bottle, and I'm going to see how long I can keep that one bottle for.
Do it. Has it got one of those little pop tops, or is it a cap you just put on? Has it got one of the pop tops that you sort of have to squirt or
no, it's a cap. It's a Coolridge Australian spring water.
Yeah, right.
Soon to be filled with tap water, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, good one. Yeah, I do the same, but the little squirty ones, you know, not the cap, it's just got an open top. They can get a bit festy after a while, so you've got to, I reckon you've got to change them maybe every 3 months.
Thanks for that hygiene tip there, Ben.
Well, you've got to do it right, otherwise you're going to get crook, and then Now, Heidi, the most important question of the day tonight, New South Wales or Queensland?
Well,
No, there is no well. It's either New South Wales or Queensland, Heidi.
I should be saying New South Wales. However, I'm going to say Queensland. And can I answer your query about who you'd like to see come back?
Yes.
I would love to see Alfie Langer come back.
Why?
Because he's a playmaker. The thing about Queensland is they can be behind 30, 40 points. And it doesn't matter, they always can make a comeback. And he was always so instrumental in those little grubber kicks and, you know, bringing the team home.
You're a winner in my eyes, Heidi. Thank you. Chat again next week, Heidi Armstrong.